continue with our folks from the Fremont Opera House. Good morning, Lee Meyer.
Good morning, Chris and Carla.
Yeah, nice to have you here. And you have an event coming up next week already, don't you?
Yes, it's the Fremont Opera House Luncheon again, and it's on Wednesday, April 3rd. And the doors open at 11:30. We have lunch at noon. It costs $15, and we're having wonderful entertainment,
yes,
as we always do. But this is very special. This week, on Wednesday the 3rd, we're going to have Sam Renner come and entertain. She's going to sing, and she's going to talk about herself a little bit, and she's here to chat with us today.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to be singing next Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about your background and as a master sergeant.
Yes, so I joined the military almost 18 years ago, which put my musical career on hold a little bit. You know, you don't have a whole lot of time to do things like that,
right,
when you're trying to build yourself a career. But now that I am back home and I'm stationed at the Lincoln National Guard base,
okay,
I have a little more time to plant my roots back where I started, and I'm just trying to get out and do some things to get my name out there and be a part of community events.
Nice, nice. So where were you? Where did you probably traveled a lot of different places.
I have been around a little bit, yes. So I spent the first 10 years of my career in Phoenix, Arizona at Luke Air Force Base. From there, I deployed to Turkey, Kyrgyzstan, and of all places, Minot, North Dakota. Yes. From there, I went to Missouri. I was at Whiteman Air Force Base. I did a year in Kunsan, Korea. And then when I came back to the States, I was in Rapid City. I was at Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Okay.
So about a year and a half ago, I found the opportunity to come back home. I took a position in Lincoln and was able to come back and kind of live what I call real life.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was just talking to my dad. He lives near Luke Air Force Base. And this last weekend, they had a big air show there.
Yes.
And so were you ever a part of any of those kind
Absolutely.
Of things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I drive a fuel truck for a living.
Oh, okay.
I'm the superintendent of the fuels management flight. So I've been driving fuel trucks since I was 19 years old, and I love it. I absolutely love it. But those planes don't fly without fuel.
Definitely.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So quite the career, man. Oh, man. So how did you keep up with your vocal work? Were you doing?
I was. So, funny story, someone found out that I was a singer about a week after I got to Luke and asked me to sing for a retirement ceremony, and my phone has not stopped ringing since. So I do a lot of retirement ceremonies, promotion ceremonies, change of commands. I've done several funerals. Basically, any military ceremony you can think of, I sing the national anthem for.
Okay. So is it mostly patriotic songs that
Typically,
you're singing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've also had the pleasure of doing basically nearly every sporting venue in Phoenix. I was there for 10 years, so I've sang
for
the
sure.
Cardinals, the Coyotes, the Diamondbacks, anything professional, semi-professional, college. My largest crowd up until recently was a bowl game.
Oh, and wow.
Nice. Very
yes,
nice.
Yes. That was a 60,000 person crowd, so that was my
That's
big
not
claim
easy.
To fame.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing a little echo, aren't you? Or do
it's,
you does it
It's not a little echo. It's about a 2.5 second delay.
Yeah, that doesn't make it too easy. We've been there when we're doing on location broadcast. You hear yourself coming back and you're like, I gotta avoid listening to that.
Yep, and you just keep going on.
You just have to hear what's in your head. Yes. Don't listen to what's going on in front of you or around you. Just hear what's in your head.
So do you have a favorite song? Is it the national anthem or is it something else that you like to sing?
It is not the national anthem.
Okay.
That's the one that I do the most.
Yeah.
That is the one I'm most well known for. But I do have a favorite. My go-to song has always been Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, good deal.
That's been my signature song since I was probably at least 16 years old.
Okay. Okay. Do you sing anything current that people are singing now? Because I really like White Horse by Chris Stapleton.
That's a good song.
I don't know that Chris Stapleton is really my style. I love
Probably
him,
not,
but it doesn't translate well.
No.
So, yeah, I like, you know, some newer country songs, some newer pop songs. Really, I would like to be Pat Benatar when I grow up.
Oh, there you go.
I had the opportunity to meet her before I went to Korea. And I told her that she is who I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, man. Yeah. I bet you've met some. Have you met some other big names in singing?
Not
in the
really.
Industry?
I've met a few, not nearly as big as her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But I've had some amazing opportunities. I've gotten to go places that other people have not had the opportunity to go. Just recently, I was invited to sing for a Husker game on Veterans Day.
Oh, man.
So my 60,000 people was definitely trumped with the 90,000 person sea of red welcoming me home, which was probably one of the greatest experiences I've ever had.
Oh, I bet you had goosebumps for
that. In the middle
that.
Of that field, oh, just feeling like it's different when you're singing at home.
Yeah.
You know, like these are your friends and your family and your neighbors, and it has a totally different feeling than, you know, a crowd full of complete strangers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That had to be probably one of your top, event.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah,
you know, what has been fun to see Sam continue and grow, because she sang with Miranda back in high school.
Oh, okay.
And so those two were in the singing group, singing, what is it, that clicked together and everything. Mm-hmm. So it is so cool to see how these girls have grown and continue to sing. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Well, everybody will get a chance to come Wednesday. What time do the doors open and everything? Give us the details, Lee.
It is Wednesday, April 3rd, and the doors open at 11:30. We feed you at noon. It will be a lovely lunch, and then Sam will be on and ready to go. We're so excited to have her back in Fremont, and it won't be 60,000 people. It may be 60.
Yeah. But okay.
We at the Fremont Opera House are really, really excited to have her come and sing for us.
Lee, real quick, tickets. I know you need advanced reservations.
Yes, advanced reservations. Just go to fremontoperahouse.org, and it costs $15 for the lunch and to hear Sam.
Perfect. And you want to RSVP by this coming Sunday to be a part of that, right?
Yeah, by Monday morning.
Monday morning
would be fine. Yes, okay. That'd be great.
Good deal. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank
we weren't
going
to make you. Carla
me.
Wanted to make you sing this morning.
No, I
but
wasn't.
You know, I do it for you.
You would do it for me.
She made waffles. She has waffles in the back.
I have waffles.
She could pay
you
with
for
a waffle.
I love waffles. Are they chocolate chip?
No, not chocolate chip though.
No. Oh, darn! I forgot those.
Oh, but thank you. Appreciate you coming in this morning.